You know, the community renewal team, they do so much, and they're expanding all the time. And the RSVP program manager, Teresa Strong, is on the line with us this morning. And I wanted her here because, again, Windsor Locks and Suffield is going to be participating. So I say, Teresa, welcome, welcome. Good morning, good morning.
Thank you for having me, Fred.
Well, when you're here and we talk about this, and what I was excited about is that Berlin, New Britain, Southington, Suffield, and Windsor are going to be participating. And could you explain to the folks who are tuned in just what happens, what you actually do for them?
Okay, so our retired senior volunteer program under CRT, the Community Renewal Team, has a program that we call the Volunteer Medical Transportation Program. And we have volunteers that transport seniors from the communities of Berlin, New Britain, Southington, Suffield, and Windsor Locks to medical appointments that they cannot obtain through their local municipal dial-a-ride. So our program is designed to augment what is already being offered in the communities that they live in. We do not want to duplicate. So we work very closely with the senior centers and the human services departments in those communities to ensure that these individuals, whether they be seniors or veterans over the age of 60, are getting to their medical appointments. We began the program with Berlin, Southington, and New Britain with a grant through the Area Agency on Aging. And then we later, since July 1st, we were able to add Suffield and Windsor Locks, thanks to both of those communities contributing donations to us to give back to our drivers and mileage. And then CRT, through our RSVP grant, handles all the background administrative responsibility.
That's tremendous. That, you know something, I've been there, seen the whole operation. And the sad thing is sometimes that people don't know about what they can get, and you know that it really is it's a gift. But Berlin, New Britain, Southington, Suffield, Windsor, it opens it right up to them.
It does. And what's really nice, Brad, is that, you know, I'm hoping this program and CRT is as well, of course, because as you know, they're the largest nonprofit human service provider in the state, and we're really hoping we can make this program grow like you see Homebound Meal Delivery grow all over the state. Being a former senior center director, I saw just how vastly important transportation was to seniors. And therefore, I wanted to ensure that we had the capability of being able to meet those needs. But my main goal is to also ensure that we do not duplicate services. There's a lot of transportation companies out there that charge fees or membership fees, or even if they are free, they're duplicating what is already being done. So my main goal is to ensure that whatever the town municipality is providing, that we partner with them. So I'm really hoping that other towns will see what Windsor Locks and Suffield decided to do and partner with us at CRT, Retired Senior Volunteer Program, and jump on board as we can see this program grow even further.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, one of the things that excited me, Teresa, talking with Teresa Strong, CRT's free medical transportation program for seniors, and it's expanding to Windsor Locks, to Suffield, Berlin, New Britain, Southington, all of them. But one of the things I remember when it first started, and there were those who said, hey, how is this going to work? Well, it started out slowly. However, right now, it's hit a home run, and I just think it's going to grow even more because there's more and more people that you really must know that need this kind of service. And here we are. It's there for you.
It definitely is, and I think because the need is there, you also see people being just taken advantage of, and that's why there's so many companies out there that you don't charge, and these seniors are left with no choice but choosing between, you know, paying for their medication or paying for their medical transportation, and that's a hard choice to make. So that's where we come in, and we can partner and get them to their appointments for free, and our volunteers are just tremendous. We have about a group of 20 of them, and I can't say enough about them. And they always tell me that they feel like they get back so much more than they give to the program, which is wonderful because we're also meeting the needs of our volunteers and offering a wonderful, wonderful, fulfilling engagement opportunity for them as well.
Well, you know what I'm happy about? And I'm happy about that you're getting out to other areas. For example, Southington, that's a great spot. Suffield, Windsor, all of them. And I think once people experience what you have, the community renewal team, what you've had over the years, and that it is just like a gift, they have no idea how they're going to feel, and that will make the whole situation even grow bigger.
I hope so. Maybe with your help in getting the word out, we'll be able to do just that, Brad.
Well, we're going to get the word out. I can promise you that, because one thing that people have got to understand, too, is that when we do things like this and people are helped, they pass the word along. And I'll tell you, I have never realized, as I do now, how many people in this state don't have the help that they need. And when they get something like this and they really latch on to it, they're so happy and they're healthy.
Exactly. And so, that's what our motto is, you know, helping people be the best they can be at CRT. And the Retired Senior Volunteer Program does just that with this program.
Well, Teresa, glad to help you. And again, we'll be there. Thank you again.
Okay, thank you, Brad. Have a great day.
You bet. 28 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock.